Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are focusing on something that touches all of us. The future of human health.
Healthcare and life sciences.
Exactly. And the pace at which AI is moving. I mean, from the research lab right into the clinic, it's just staggering. It's no longer some future concept.
Not at all. It's a foundational tool right now, from diagnostics to drug discovery.
And that's our mission for today. We're going to do a deep dive into a major industry survey that really maps out the trends for 2025.
And this is solid data. It's based on, what, over 600 industry professionals?
Over 600, yeah, polled right at the end of 2024, early 2025. So this isn't guesswork. It's a real snapshot of what's happening on the ground.
A snapshot across all the big segments, too.
Right. And here's the number that, for me, just sets the stage. Two-thirds of respondents, that's 63%, are already actively deploying AI solutions.
Which is... that's a huge number. I mean, you look at other industries and the benchmark is closer to 50%.
So medicine is actually moving faster. It's at breakneck speed.
It truly is. But what's fascinating and what we really need to unpack is how fragmented that adoption is.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you have these four distinct groups, right? MedTech, pharma and biotech, digital healthcare, and then the payers and providers.
Okay.
And they are all prioritizing AI for wildly different reasons and seeing wildly different returns.
Yeah.
Our job is to figure out where the immediate payoff is and, you know, where the next $1 billion should probably go.
Okay, so let's start there. Let's start with the immediate business case, because AI isn't cheap.
Not at all.
But the survey found, I mean, just overwhelming proof that the investment is paying off and fast. 81% of respondents said AI helped them increase revenue.
81%. That's a consensus, really.
But here's the kicker. 45% of them realized those financial benefits in less than a year.
Less than a year. Wow. For complex mission-critical tech, that is an unbelievably rapid return.
Right.
And that speed is the fuel. Absolutely. It's not just on the revenue side, either. 73% of organizations also said they've reduced operational costs.
So you're making more and spending less.
Exactly. So it makes perfect sense that 78% of them are planning to increase their AI budget for 2025.
And not just a little bit. The survey said more than a third of them are increasing it by over 10%.
A significant bump.
So, okay. High adoption, fast ROI, rising budgets. It sounds like a runaway success story.
Right.
And yet, you flagged this huge internal contradiction in the data.
I did. This is the investment paradox.
Why? If AI is delivering so quickly, does 68% of the industry feel like they're falling behind?
That's it. They know it's working. They see the revenue. But they feel like they're leaving this massive potential on the table.
Because the technology is moving faster than they can implement it.
The number of viable use cases is growing faster than their capacity to implement them. That's the key. And part of the answer, you know, lies in scale. We see this clear divide between the industry titans companies with over 1,000 employees and the smaller guys.
Okay, so what's the difference?
37% of those large organizations are investing in six or more use cases at once. The smaller and medium-sized companies, they're mostly limited to 3 to 5.
Just constrained by budget.
Constrained by their initial budgets, exactly.
So if they're trying to close that gap, where is all this new budget money going in 2025?
Well, the top priority isn't just making existing systems better. It's finding more problems for AI to solve. 47% said their top priority is identifying additional use cases.
So expansion.
Expansion. And then after that, it's optimizing workflow at 34% and, maybe most tellingly, hiring more AI experts. That's 26%.
The talent crunch.
The industry knows it needs the people to keep up with the tech.
All right, let's move from the balance sheet to the engine room. What are the actual AI workloads being implemented? It looks like there are sort of three pillars right now.
That's a good way to put it.
Data analytics is still out in front at 58%, but generative AI is right there neck and neck at 54%, with large language models, LLMs, just behind at 53%.
And you can see how quickly Gen AI and LLMs have become foundational. I mean, this isn't theory anymore.
Right. There's a quote in here from Ardar Olesh, a digital health journalist. He says, 2025 is the year LLMs are truly embedding themselves.
And he's right. EHR providers, the electronic health record companies, they're building in things like quick data summaries and clinical document generation.
So it's getting baked right into the daily workflow of a doctor or a nurse.
Exactly. But what's so fascinating is how those pillars shift when you look at the specific industry segments.
Okay, how so?
While data analytics is strong everywhere, you look at payers and providers, the people dealing with patients and claims, and they prioritize conversational AI. It's their top workload, 54%.
For patient interaction and customer service, I assume.
That's right, automated help.
Yeah.
Whereas for the medical technology segment, the people building the actual devices.
The hardware.
Yeah, the hardware, for them, data processing is way up there, 55% in their top three. They're just dealing with these massive, constant streams of raw data.
That makes perfect sense. And if we drill down even further to the specific applications, what are they trying to do with this tech?
The divergence becomes crystal clear. For medtech tools and diagnostics, a whopping 71% say their top use case is advanced medical imaging and diagnostics.
That's their bread and butter.
Absolutely. But then you pivot to pharma and biotech. Their priority is way upstream. Drug discovery and development, that's number one for 59% of them.
And digital healthcare, the ones kind of bridging the gap.
They put clinical decision support at the top at 54%, helping doctors make better choices.
And finally, payers and providers. The patient-facing groups.
For them, the biggest immediate win is administrative tasks and workflow optimization, 48%.
Getting the back office running smoothly. Instant ROI.
Exactly.
That R&D focus for pharma, though,
that
feels like where the truly revolutionary change is. I mean, you're talking about taking years off the clock.
Oh, absolutely. The futurist Manesh Juneja sums it up perfectly. He believes the biggest single impact of AI will be right there in pharma.
By doing what?
By, in his words, taking years off the time it takes to currently bring a new drug to market. Using these models for molecular research is just, it's the industry's biggest potential time saver.
Okay, let's transition now. Let's look at the overall industry goals and, just as important, the roadblocks. What's slowing them down?
When you step back and look at the big picture, the top three goals are pretty balanced. You have accelerating R&D at 24%, improving client outcomes at 22%.
And delivering better clinical or research insights also at 22%.
Right. But again, the segment variation is key. Pharma and biotech, overwhelmingly focused on accelerating R&D. That's the main goal for 54% of them.
And on the other end, payers and providers are all about operational efficiencies at 29%.
It all tracks back to their core mission, their revenue streams.
So what's getting in the way? The challenge is that this dictates the pace of the revolution, right?
It does. And the top roadblock across the board is data, specifically data privacy and sovereignty concerns. A third of all respondents, 33%, cited that.
Okay, that's number one. What's next?
A tie for second place at 30% each, lack of budget, and insufficient data sizes for training the models.
The roadblocks are where the real insight is, though, because you found that the primary bottleneck, the biggest problem, that depends entirely on how big the company is.
It's a brilliant distinction in the data. For small and medium companies, so under 1,000 employees, lack of budget is, you know, understandably their top obstacle.
You just can't afford to scale up.
But for the large companies, the ones with the cash flow, for them, it's not money. It's data privacy and sovereignty.
Why is that?
Their complexity, their global footprint, the heavy regulatory burdens. It all makes moving and using massive data sets their biggest headache.
Let's shift the spotlight for a minute onto generative AI specifically. We know it's a major workload, but which segment is really leading the charge?
That would be digital healthcare. A clear standout. 71% of those respondents are actively using Gen AI solutions.
And we can see why it's so popular. The ROI is so fast and quantifiable.
It is. The top Gen AI use case overall is coding and document summarization, especially clinical notes. That's at 55%. And right behind it, medical chatbots and AI agents at 53%.
But again, there's that exception for pharma and biotech, right? Their top use case isn't administrative.
Nope. For them, it's drug discovery, cited by 62%. They are laser focused on using Gen AI for the one thing that gives them the most profound long-term scientific advantage.
And that high value, it translates directly into that rapid return we talked about.
It does. 45% of all Gen AI users saw a return on their investment in less than a year. The biggest ROI came from those administrative tasks coding, medical notes. But drug discovery was right behind.
So it's proving it can work on the back end and the front end at the same time.
Simultaneously. It's incredibly versatile.
So with those kinds of immediate results in hand, let's look at the industry's outlook. This isn't just about adoption anymore. It's about belief, isn't it?
Exactly. The optimism is just, it's pervasive. 86% of everyone surveyed agrees that AI is critical to their organization's future.
And a staggering 83% believe AI will revolutionize healthcare and life sciences in the next 3 to 5 years.
They're not talking about incremental change. They are gearing up for a complete overhaul of how things are done.
So where do they expect that revolution to hit first?
What's fascinating is where they anticipate the impact landing. The top area is advanced medical imaging and diagnostics. 51% see that as the biggest area of change.
Followed by
virtual healthcare assistance at 34% and precision medicine at 29%. And it's worth noting, if you only look at the med tech segment, 75% of them expect advanced imaging to be the most impactful. That is where they are placing their biggest bets.
And beyond these immediate applications, the industry is already looking at, I mean, truly revolutionary new frontiers. We're talking about things like agentic AI and physical AI.
Agentic AI is a huge focus. The expectation is that it will automate these really complex, time-consuming administrative processes.
For staff, mostly.
For staff, yes. But also, and this is important, it's about reducing the burden on patients and their caregivers. Manesh Juneja emphasizes this point again. He says, agentic AI will free up resources not just for professionals, but for patients and their caregivers by handling things like paperwork and coordination.
That's a huge quality of life improvement.
Huge. And then you have physical AI, using massive training data sets to help develop surgical robots that literally partner with surgeons in the operating room.
And in the lab, too.
Absolutely. In pathology, which has always been this slow, manual process of looking at samples, AI is just accelerating everything, helping researchers find key insights faster than a human ever could.
If we tie this all together, it's really about enhancing capability and confidence across the board.
It is. There's a great quote from John Nosta at the end of the report. He says, by eliminating what was previously unseen, AI empowers clinicians to act with greater precision and confidence, raising the standard of care to unprecedented levels.
That really is the ultimate promise, isn't it?
That's the goal.
That quote is a perfect summary of what we've unpacked today. We've established the sheer speed, 35% seeing ROI in under a year, and the breadth of this adoption.
It's everywhere.
From back office admin at a health insurer to, you know, specialized genomics research in a biotech lab. Every single segment is finding an urgent use for it.
They are.
But that core tension remains. The business case is proven. The returns are fast. But 68% of the industry still feels like they aren't investing enough.
It's a revolution that's moving so fast. Everyone involved knows they could and probably should be doing more.
Which raises an important question.
It does. And it's a question for you, the listener, to really consider as you digest this. We saw that for the big companies, the ones leading in R&D and scale, the main obstacle isn't budget. It's data privacy and sovereignty.
Right.
So if the AI revolution, especially in things like advanced diagnostics and precision medicine, truly depends on these massive, globally connected data sets, what complex ethical and regulatory frameworks must the industry solve in the next 3 years to unlock that full potential?
That's the real barrier.
That data governance piece is the critical next step. It's the key to the whole thing.
A lot to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.